Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting second. The second baseman, Gil McDougald. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tony Kubek. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Duke Moss. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Duke Moss. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Vic Power. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Earl Averill. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Harrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Woods Hick. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Hal Woods Hick. And now, play ball. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Averill fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moss fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Power moves to third. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a fly ball towards right. Bauer settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Bauer. Power scores. Vernon goes all the way around to score. Nixon moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron takes first base on ball 4. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Skowron moves to second. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woods Hick fields it and throws to first for the out. Skowron moves to third. Howard moves to second. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn strikes out. Two outs. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Skowron scores. Howard moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Duke Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moss for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Yankees 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill strikes out. One out. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Woods-Hick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods-Hick bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. 2 outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-1 in the game. Bauer strikes out. 1 out. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0-1 in the game. McDougald takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-1 in the game. Mantle hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Mantle reaches second base with a double. McDougald moves to third. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Skowron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McDougald scores. Mantle scores. It's 3-2, Yankees. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-1 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-1 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops it up and throws to first, with Moss covering, for the out. 1 out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Power hits a pop-up towards short. Quebec settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Moss, and towards Quebec, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Indians 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-1 in the game. Seaborn strikes out. 1 out. Tony Quebec is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quebec is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Quebec hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Duke Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-1 in the game. Moss strikes out. 2 outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-2 in the game. Bauer hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Indians 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Averill fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Scourin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Woods-Hick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods-Hick is 0 for 1 in the game. Woods-Hick hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McDougald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 2 in the game. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a line drive towards short. Quebec reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Indians 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. Power settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 2 in the game. Carey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McDougald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Quebec settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Indians 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Quebec is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quebec is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Quebec bunts towards third. Averill picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Averill. Quebec moves to second. Duke Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-2 in the game. Moss bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. 1 out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Bauer hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Averill juggles the ball. That's an error on Averill. Quebec scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Yankees. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mantle is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Minoso pinch hits for Billy Harrell. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Doby pinch hits for Hal Woodshick. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-3 in the game. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wertz pinch hits for Gary Geiger. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Avila moves to second. Billy Hunter pinch runs for Vic Wertz. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Avila scores. Hunter moves to second. It's 4-3, Yankees. Bobby Shantz now pitching. J.W. Porter pinch hits for Mickey Vernon. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Hunter moves to third. Power moves to second. Art Dittmar now pitching. Woody Held pinch hits for Russ Nixon. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Indians 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Vic Power now playing first base. Billy Hunter now playing shortstop. J.W. Porter now catching. Woody Held now playing center field. Manny Minoso Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Skowron hits a pop-up towards third. Averill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-3 in the game. Carey is hit by the pitch. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-3 in the game. Seaborn takes first base on ball 4. Carey moves to second. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Billy Moran pinch runs for Earl Averill. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moran moves to second. Two outs. Dick Brown pinch hits for Gary Bell. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Indians 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Billy Hunter now playing third base. Billy Moran now playing shortstop. Don Mossy now pitching. Art Dittmar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-4 in the game. Bauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dittmar moves to second. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McDougald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dittmar moves to third. Bauer moves to second. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Mantle takes first base on ball 4. Dittmar scores. Bauer moves to third. McDougald moves to second. It's 5-3, Yankees. Maury Martin now pitching. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Skowron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bauer scores. McDougald scores. Mantle moves to third. It's 7-3, Yankees. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mantle scores. Skowron moves to second. It's 8-3, Yankees. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Carey hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Seaborn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Skowron trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Howard moves to third. Seaborn moves to second. Two outs. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quebec scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a pop-up towards short. Quebec settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Power hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.